In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, the members of the Catholic Church have been described as all saints, all souls, and all sorts. In order to save our souls, we all need Our Lady's assistance and intercession. Even the salvation of the innocent is not secure without Mary's help. Many who were once innocent surrendered to temptation, committed mortal sin, and perished. In addition, penitents also can be in grave danger. Their perseverance is threatened by recurring bad habits, near occasions of sin, and bad companions. Sinners are in great need of Mary's aid in order to be converted. How many times have they resolved to amend their lives, started on the path of virtue, but never accomplished anything? Without Our Lady's help, they will be lost. Being sinners, God has ordained that our salvation is absolutely dependent upon her. If we renounce our sins, or at least have a strong desire to do so, and call on the Blessed Virgin Mary, she will enable us to truly amend our lives. St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori declared, "A devout servant of Mary will never perish." Not a single soul who really persevered in his service, in her service, has ever been damned. Our Blessed Mother protects all her children under her mantle. During a recent exorcism, I asked the evil spirit, "Has any devout servant of Mary ever gone to hell?" Its answer causes us to ponder. The demon shook his head vigorously, "No," and then said, "But we can try." According to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, the devil, knowing that he has but little time and now less than ever to destroy souls, will every day redouble his efforts and his comebacks. He will put terrible snares before the faithful servants and true children of Mary. My dearly beloved in Christ, our life in this world is a spiritual combat, consisting primarily of labor, sorrow, and a series of temptations. In a fierce fight to the death, the evil spirits attack us incessantly, tempting us to sins, to sin and discouragement. In the Imitation of Christ, we read, "The devil never sleeps, neither are the selfish desires of the flesh yet dead. Therefore, you must not cease to prepare yourself for battle, for on the right hand and on the left are enemies that never rest." Because of the demons' malice, number, experience, and evil ploys, we must turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary for assistance and protection. Although the attacks of the world, the flesh, and the devil against our souls are virtually continuous, Our Lady's faithful servants will persevere through the grace of God. Although we must fear the cunning evil spirits because they're constantly seeking the ruin of souls, Almighty God and the Blessed Virgin Mary are much more powerful. Many souls who should have been damned have been saved through their devotion to Mary. Blessed Giles, a Dominican, in his youthful years became a black magician, and still worse, had sold himself to the devil by a document signed with his own blood. He went to Paris for his studies. One day, while in the library, he was attracted by a statue of the Blessed Virgin and with tears pleaded with her for help. Suddenly he heard a great noise and saw a number of evil spirits running away. Our Lady had forced them to return the document, which he found at the feet of the statue. Who can imagine the consolation of Giles has, and with what great fervor he served his liberator. The Blessed Virgin also granted that he should continually see a burning torch, symbol of her protection against the snares of the infernal enemy. The following words, written by St. Louis Marie de Montfort nearly 300 years ago, apply to us today. "It's difficult to persevere in justice because of the strange corruption of the world. The world is now so corrupt, it seems inevitable that religious hearts should be soiled, if not by its mud, at least by its dust, so that it's become a kind of miracle for anyone to remain in the midst of that impetuous torrent without being drawn in by it. In the midst of that stormy sea, without being drowned in it. In the midst of that pestilent air, without being infected by it. It is the Virgin alone faithful who works this miracle for those who serve her in a becoming way. My dearly beloved in Christ, the rosary is the prayer most pleasing to the Blessed Virgin Mary and most efficacious to our eternal salvation. It gives our souls grace, power, and protection. The spiritual weapon protects us from evil spirits, breaks their snares, and makes their temptations ineffectual, forcing the demons to go back to hell. The rosary should be prayed 3 times a day when possible, for we're in the end times. In these end times, the 15 mysteries of the rosary should be prayed because Satan is out to destroy families, marriages, and your children. The Holy Rosary is to be said by priests, by families, and by the youth, since Satan is stealing souls every day. Many go into the abyss of hell. The devil's most deadly and effective trap against Catholics is to tempt them to stop praying the daily rosary, especially the family rosary. When Catholics don't pray the rosary, they reject God's grace, thus making them vulnerable to the attacks of demons. As a result, it'll be easier for them to sin because their souls lack protection. The family that prays together stays together. When the rosary is neglected, the family is destroyed and souls are in great peril. Many young adults, even many of those who were raised as traditional Catholics, do not pray, do not believe in anything. Unless they are converted before death, they will go to hell. But the mothers who pray the rosary, their children have a chance. Those who devoutly pray the daily rosary will not go to hell, for Our Lady made the following promise to those who recite the rosary. The soul that recommends itself to me by the devout recitation of the rosary shall not perish. All those who persevere in praying the daily rosary will be saved because Our Lady obtains for them the grace of true contrition for their sins. By this means, they obtain forgiveness and mercy from God. Both now and in the perilous days ahead, we must frequently pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary and implore her aid. My dearly beloved in Christ, Our Lady is always involved in the spiritual welfare of souls. She's always by our Lord's side, helping him, always praying for everyone, asking for mercy. Asking mercy for everyone. Trust is needed. Trust in the Blessed Virgin and trust in her Divine Son. Trust in faith. Trust in faith. Mary's power of intercession has not diminished since the marriage of Cana, where our Lord changed water into wine at her request. And the history of the Church proves that there is nothing impossible for the Mother of Christ. Provided we acknowledge our weakness and ask for help, there's nothing that Mary could and would not do if it serves the best interests of our souls. That the saints, in spite of human weakness, became what they are is due next to God to the powerful intercession and help of Mary. Her power is meant also for us. We are fearful and often feel forsaken by friends with no one to understand us. We look into the future with dread forebodings, especially in view of the threatening signs of the times. We need a profounder realization that the Virgin, powerful, mightier than all the powers of hell, is on our side protecting us. From the beginning, the Blessed Virgin Mary was chosen to cooperate with her Divine Son in the work of our redemption and salvation. That is, the liberation of an enslaved world from the tyranny of Satan and the raising of mankind from a state of misery and sin to the glory of the children of God. Our Lady's mission did not conclude with her death, but will continue until the end of time. As the number, might, and influence of God's enemies increases, the manifestation of our Heavenly Mother's power become greater until the climax occurs in the last decisive battles before the end of the world. When the time has come, Almighty God will defeat Satan, Antichrist, and their evil agents, and he will do it through the powerful Virgin Mary. My dearly beloved in Christ, time is short. Time is short. It's very, very short. And Satan snatches many souls every day. Every day, many souls go to hell. At this very moment, how many souls are falling into the everlasting fires of hell? Pray. 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 The key is prayer. In every danger to our body and soul, let us think of Mary and invoke her name together with that of Jesus. These holy names will give us strength to conquer all our temptations and give us courage and consolation amid our sufferings. According to St. Francis, as wax disappears before the fire and as dust is scattered by the wind, so the entire army of evil spirits flee away at the simple invocation of the name of Mary. St. Bridget of Sweden stated, "The demons are ever anxious in their pursuit of souls, yet they quickly abandon their prey merely at the name of Mary." Thomas Aquinas has written, "If you desire consolation in every labor, have recourse to Mary. Invoke the name of Mary. Honor Mary. Recommend yourself to Mary. Rejoice with Mary. Weep with Mary. Pray with Mary. Seek Jesus with Mary. And find desire to live and die with Jesus and Mary. By acting thus, you will always advance in the ways of God. For Mary will most certainly pray for you, and her Son will most certainly grant all that his mother asks. Therefore, let us serve, honor, venerate, and love her, and we may lay aside all fear of losing our salvation." Francis Orellano, a student of the University of Alcalá, was most devout to the Blessed Virgin, but was so troubled with doubts of his salvation that he was constantly tormented with the most horrific fears of his damnation. He was on the very brink of despair. One day, when he had been more than usually troubled by these thoughts, the Blessed Virgin appeared to him, accompanied by a multitude of angels and saints, especially those to whom he was most devout, and said to him, "My son, why do you fear? Why do you not confide in me? Do you not know I am the mother of compassion and mercy? Look at this book. It is a book of life in which are written the names of all those who are to be saved. Here is your name placed among those of the predestined, together with the names of all those who will be saved by your preaching." The young man, raising his eyes, saw with infinite light his own name written in letters of gold. But however much he tried to read the names of the others, it was impossible for him to do so. The amiable lady then, smiling, shut the book and giving him her benediction, disappeared. And with her departed all the troubles of the young man. He afterwards became a religious of the Society of Jesus, and being sent to the Philippine Islands, converted innumerable souls, and afterwards, returning to Rome, died in that city in the odor of sanctity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And I will just close with the prayer to the August Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. August Queen of Heaven, Sovereign Mistress of the Angels, who didst receive from the beginning the mission and power to crush a serpent's head, we beseech you to send thy holy angels, that under thy command and by thy power, they may pursue the evil spirits, encounter them on every side, resist their bold attacks, and drive them hence into the abyss of woe. Most Holy Mother, send thy angels to defend us and to drive the cruel enemy from us. All ye holy angels and archangels, help and defend us. Amen. O good and tender Mother, thou shalt ever be our love and our hope. Holy angels and archangels, keep and defend us. Amen. Eternal rest granted to her, O Lord. May she rest in peace. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.